The state and federal government have signed an agreement to manage recovery from this spring's flooding. State Department of Emergency Management spokesman Jeremy Zedek says the document formalizes funding responsibilities following a federal disaster declaration earlier this month. He says it sets up a framework for the ongoing process of identifying and funding community and individual needs.
We're having individual assistance teams go into each community that has notified us that they've had damages, and they're meeting with the people that had their homes or property damaged. They're registering them for federal individual assistance and taking a look at what programs are available.
Individuals can receive up to $30,200. Zedek says there's been some frustration that assistance isn't getting to people fast enough, but Zedek says it's taking time to coordinate state and federal aid programs to make sure each community maximizes available help. He says some villages face challenges in rebuilding.
They don't have the resources, or if they pool resources, such as transportation, they're actually lowering their costs. So some of those things need to be coordinated. There's also been a tremendous response from volunteer organizations from all over the country, and they're planning to bring people into the communities to help rebuild.
Zedek says so far, 216 people have registered for assistance. 18 have received preliminary payments totaling $131,000. He says that money is for repairs already made, with the bulk of payments for work yet to start still in the pipeline. Small Business Administration low-interest loans are available for people to pay for flood damage costs that exceed assistance payments. Zedek says it's hoped that rebuilding can happen before winter, but that temporary housing will be funded for those whose homes aren't ready in time. Meanwhile, 80 public infrastructure projects have been identified in 8 flood-affected communities.